20 states sue over a new White House immigration policy. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. All Republican-led states charging the newest border policy from the White House violates the law.
The new parole program announced by the White House earlier this month allows up to 30,000 migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela to come to the U.S. each month. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sounding off in part. The Biden open borders agenda has created a humanitarian crisis that is increasing crime and violence in our streets, overwhelming local communities and worsening the opiate crisis.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. Charges have been dropped against U.S.-trained Afghan soldier Abdul Wasi Safi, who, despite fighting for the U.S. military in Afghanistan, never received a special immigrant visa to legally move to the U.S. following the fall of Kabul. He'd been threatened with deportation back to Afghanistan for entering the U.S. illegally, which would have meant almost certain death at the hands of the Taliban. Several lawmakers from both parties had petitioned for his release. President Biden says he will not negotiate with House Republicans on increasing the country's debt limit, saying it has to be done without conditions. Some Democrats want the debt ceiling eliminated. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says no.
I don't think anybody in America would live this way, that they would reach their limit on a credit card and they just extend the limit and not look about where they're spending. No state can do this. No family can do this. No city, no county can do this.
Republicans want federal spending cuts to approve a debt limit increase. Parts of southeast Texas cleaning up after a Tuesday tornado touchdown outside Houston. Nobody hurt, but thousands are still without power. The storm threat in the south continues.
Even as we go through the day, this line is going to keep going into parts of northern Florida, southern Georgia, and possibly into the Carolinas, and continue to pose at least a low-end risk for tornadoes.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Moore. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two Democrats who had served on the House Intelligence Committee in the last Congress won't this term.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has accused Adam Schiff of lying to the public about the Trump-Russia investigation, while Eric Swalwell was associated with a suspected Chinese spy who had fundraised on his 2014 campaign. McCarthy says his decision to remove the pair from the Intelligence Committee isn't about politics.
I don't care if they're in my party or not. Integrity matters, and we're going to make the Intel Committee back to what it was supposed to be.
McCarthy has also signaled he wants to remove Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee as well over her past statements about Israel. Schiff, Swalwell, and Omar have accused McCarthy of capitulating to the right wing of his caucus, and in a statement late Tuesday say he is harming national security. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
The U.S. is expected to announce today it will send 30 M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine's military to be used against Russian forces, but the delivery could take months. The winter meeting of the Republican National Committee begins in Southern California today, culminating with a vote Friday for chairman. Current chair Rona McDaniel is being challenged by MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell and California attorney Harmeet Dhillon. One of the country's larger retailers is boosting paychecks.
Walmart is raising starting wages to $14 an hour from $12. The country's largest private employer announced in a memo to staff that the pay raise for store and warehouse workers will begin next month. The move comes as Walmart tries to close the pay gap with rivals like Amazon, Target, and Costco. While big banks and tech companies have been laying off thousands of workers, most large U.S. companies face a tight labor market for some essential jobs. A Walmart spokesperson says about 340,000 of the company's 1.6 million U.S. workers will get the raise. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.